This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Angels are on the road tonight playing the Mariners in Seattle. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do keep up with us on social media. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to pick our conversation up with head baker and proprietress Karen Hansen of Copenhagen Pastry in Culver City. Karen, welcome back.
Well, yeah.
Karen, we got to talk first as we're starting to talk about some of the wonderful items you do. These incredible cakes that you do, I know a couple are your own creations, but let's start out with one in particular because I love marzipan and I love chocolate. And there was a wonderful Scandinavian restaurant on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles for many, many years, owned by the Hansen family, which I know is no relation to you, but it was the Hansen family. And their signature dessert, which I really enjoyed over the years, a very rich and intensive experience, was the Otello cake. You got to tell us about that. Give us the description and what's in it.
Well, the Otello cake is actually the traditional Danish birthday cake. And what it has in two layers in it. The bottom layer is like almond paste that we bake. So it's like a little crunchy, but it also is a little gooey. Then it has two layers of our like cake layers. But in between, it will have vanilla custard and a whipping cream that we just blend and put that in there. And then on top, it has chocolate icing, and around it, it has a band of almond paste. And then we top it off with the whipping cream. It is just amazing. All our cakes are not overly sweet, and that's what I like about it. So, but that one is very traditional enough because it has a great name.
Oh, it definitely does. And again, that one is kind of a taste treat. Karen, I want to let our listeners know, you have a very user-friendly and visual website. And what's really fun is in the area of your website where you have the cakes, and we're going to be talking about a couple others of them, but you have the cakes two ways. You have the full cake, so the potential guest can see what it looks like. But then if you move your cursor over to the cake, you show it by the slice, so you can see what it looks like on the inside. So, again, I think some very clever marketing on your part, which definitely adds to the sizzle appeal of all the items. Now, Karen, two of your other cakes that I have taken to birthdays and as hostess gifts and have always gotten good response to, and we'll kind of take them one at a time. Tell us about the banana custard cake.
Oh, the banana custard cake. Well, I'll tell you how that came about. We went to Denmark, and my business partner came with me, and he tried a banana custard cake. It didn't look so good, and he kept saying, you have to make it. And so I started working on it, and what we have today is what we came up with, and it is really good. It actually has three layers, and we put fresh banana in it. Then we put everything has almond paste at Copenhagen Pastry, almost. But then we bake almond paste and crunch that with the bananas, and then it has a custard in it. And then it has toasted almonds around it, and then whipping cream on top, and a little chocolate to top it off with. And I just love that cake. And actually, that cake on the third day, it's even better than on the first day.
Ah, good to know. Again, Karen, that's just another dazzler. Now, another cake that I've really enjoyed as a hostess gift and also for birthdays is your apricot chocolate mousse cake. Give us the lowdown on that, if you would.
Yeah, that one kind of started when I was home to see my mom, and we started working on the cake, you know, because it's a lot of fun, keep testing. to see where you go. And so that one actually also has three layers, and we make our own apricot jam. So what we do is we just do 70% chocolate and with the whipping cream. So the chocolate itself is just with the whipping cream. It's really nice, but we don't add sugar. So you really taste the chocolate, and then the sweetness you actually get in the apricot jam. So it will have apricot jam and the mousse, and then on three layers. So it's just really nice. It's kind of fresh, even that it has a lot of chocolate in it, but it's not overly sweet.
Definitely, Karen, it is an intense chocolate experience, but I think the secret ingredient there is the house-made apricot jam. That really sells it. Now, Karen, in terms of Danish pastries, people do associate that with the princess cake, and you do princess cakes two ways. You do a flat one and you do one as a cake. For some of our listeners that might not be familiar with the traditional princess cake, give us the lowdown on that one, because I know that's a very traditional and popular item.
You always have something, you have to have something that's a little different. The princess cake is actually a Swedish cake. It was first time made for one of the Swedish princesses. But like I said to the Swedes, we totally stole it, because it is an amazing cake. And that one also has three layers. And that one has our homemade raspberry jam. And then it has a raspberry jam and custard, two layers of that, a layer of whipping cream. And then we cover it with light green almond paste and then dust it a little bit with powdered sugar. And it's just a really light cake. That is our number one cake. We do sell the most of the princess cake.
Interesting. But, you know, again, a lot of variety for a birthday cake. And ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to see any of this in the bakery department at your favorite supermarket. You know, not knocking them. But when you're looking for the unusual that also delivers with taste, going to that independent bakery in your neighborhood, you're supporting small business, but, you know, you're also getting something pretty wonderful. Karen, we're going to get back to some of the sweet items in a minute, but you also do an unusual and very tasty rye bread. Tell us about the Danish rye bread.
Yeah, I mean, Danes cannot live without their rye bread. And our rye bread, sunflower seeds, black flax seeds, rye berries. It's low in sodium and sugar. And so it's really, really good and hearty. And we make it every day. We sell it as a whole loaf, that's 2 pounds. Or we actually sell it as half a loaf sliced. And with rye bread, it's great. If you want to have it, always have it. You can just stick it in the freezer, and when you take it out, it's ready. You know, it doesn't hurt it to stay in the freezer. And I have to say this because that's what my business partner want to do. He has rye bread every day. He goes home for lunch, and he gets rye bread. And what he puts on it is avocado, mint, and a little bit of olive oil, and that's what he has every day. It really keeps you full. And I also use it for like sweet. I do it with cheeses. I had some good sardines the other day. I put that on there. So you can do a lot of different things with the rye bread.
I like the idea. Now, going back to the sweets for a moment, if we might, Karen. Everybody, you know, when they hear about Danish pastries, authentic Danish pastries, they hear a lot about kringle and kringle cake. What is kringle?
Well, the kringle actually has, and it is the one piece of pastry that we do eat the most of in Denmark. And I think we're very known for the kringle cake, which is also the symbol that will hang outside a bakery in Denmark. It looks like a pretzel. And it would be made, you know, gold plated or whatever, you know, painted. So that way we know it's a bakery. I didn't do that here because then they would think I was a pretzel shot. And then I didn't want it to happen. But the kringle actually has custard and almond paste in the dough. So we fold it over and they put a little bit of sugar on top and almonds. And that's how before we bake it. And we do it in pieces here, and we also have the kringle cake that is shaped like a pretzel, and they are just absolutely delicious.
Another item that you have that's really wonderful in that category is the butter cake. Tell us about the butter cake.
Well, the butter cake is actually a cake. It's also called the Seven Sisters, because what we do is first we make the base of the butter cake has custard and almond paste on it and raisins. And then we make like another layer of round ones that we add on top. And then when we prepare it, then we actually make a little hole on top of those little seven pieces and put more custard in. So it's kind of a layered piece of pastry when we prepare it. And then we put a few nuts on top. And we sell that one as a whole cake, but also in pieces, because a lot of people wanted to get butter cake, but, you know, they couldn't get a whole cake. So we thought, well, we'll just slice it up so they can get one piece of butter cake, too.
Karen, very thoughtful. Now, the last item I'd like to chat with you about that's in the same category that also is a real crowd pleaser, and I'm looking at the picture on the website right now, is the almond marzen cake. Boy, does that one go over well.
Yeah, that one is one of our top sellers of the cakes we have. And that one has a cookie crisp at the bottom, creamy almond paste filling, a thin layer of almond brittle, and dark chocolate. And it is just really nice when you bite into it and you have the almond paste and the chocolate and the nuts. And that one is the one, and that one we also have it as a whole one, but also in pieces, individual pieces.
And we should also mention, Karen, as we need to say goodbye, that you have many items that are gluten-free, because that is something that's important to people that have that intolerance. So they're goodies for the folks that need to be gluten-free. Karen, as we need to say goodbye, where in Culver City are you? And please give us the website.
We are at 11113, so 4 1s and a 3, Washington Boulevard in Culver City, one block east of the 405 freeway and Sepulveda. Just look for the small building with woodwork on the front. And our website is CopenhagenPastry.com.
And what days of the week are you open? Because that's important for people to know, too. Yep. Even bakers need to rest every now and then again, Karen.
I know I say I love everybody, but I love my 2 days off. So we'll open Wednesday through Friday from 7 to 3, Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Karen Hansen. It is Copenhagen Pastry. Definitely, if you have that sweet tooth, this is a place to check out. Still a little bit unknown, hopefully more aware now. Karen, again, a pleasure. And, of course, I will see you at the bakery.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, and you have a fabulous Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Now that the sweet tooth is going, we need some wine to go with that. So coming up from Hopland, which is north of Healdsburg, is the Saracena Vineyards Mendocino. Really a fascinating estate, and we're going to be talking with their longtime winemaker. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.